We're learning Mesillas Yesharim. Today, Mitzvah Hashem, will be starting Perek Vav. Today is December 4th, 2012. Before we begin Perek Vav, which is discussing a new topic, Zrizus, this will be the topic of discussion now. We just have to keep track and focus where we came from and where we're going. The Ramchal here in the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim is basing his Sefer off of what the Tana, or Pinchas Ben Yair, said, that there are different steps and different levels to get to the ultimate closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we just finished the Zehirus, to be watchful and guard ourselves, make sure we do the right thing, and we don't do the wrong thing. And from that, we go to Zrizus. Just like by a bodybuilder, when he goes to pick up the weights, when he goes to pick up the heavy weights, he doesn't start with 300 pounds at one shot. He'll break his back. He has to gradually start what he can lift. From there, he grows to a higher level, and then to a higher level, more weights. In learning Mesillas Yesharim, it's important to realize, first of all, everything we're learning applies to us. Applies to us in two ways. One is that I can do it. Another way is I have to know what the goal is, even if I'm not there yet. That's a very important point. A person has to know what is the goal. The goal is to strive for the stars. Reach for the stars. Here, the Ramchal tells us, Achar has Rizus. Now we're beginning Perek Vav. Achar has Zehirus. Yovoi Hazrizus. The next step is from going from watchfulness to be Zohir to Zrizus, zeal, to do things quickly. We'll explain what this means. Ki Hazehirus Soivev al Haloisase. Zehirus means be careful about something. You see a sign that says no trespassing. You see a barbed wire fence. You see the signs for the watchdog. You stay away. Don't touch. Zrizus al ha'ase. Zrizus means referring to the ase. Go do the positive mitzvah. V'hainu sur meira v'ase toiv. And this is the connection of the pasuk. Sur meira v'ase toiv is very important. Many times people, le'aleinu, there's a chayla, there's a sick person. So what do they want to do? The focus right away? Get the groups together. Let's go say tehillim. Let's go. Sounds great, right? That's what we're supposed to do, right? I want to suggest we should look at the pasuk, analyze the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say to do that. Sur meira v'asei toiv. The pasuk says, you want to say Tehillim? Say Tehillim. But the Chafetz Chaim tells us a very important point about saying Tehillim, about doing mitzvahs. And I'll give a mashal with the Chafetz Chaim, my mashal, and it's from the Chafetz Chaim's words. Person has his hose that fell into the mud. He turns on the water and he sees muddy water is coming out. Why is that? Because at the nozzle, at the tip of it, it fell into the mud. So all the good, clean, fresh water that's inside the pipe, the hose, when it comes out dirty. What do you have to do? First clean what's called the mouth of the hose. Then you have the free running, clean, fresh water. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a person who is misdabek, he clings on to Lashon Hara, and then he goes ahead and does mitzvahs. It's the same like the mashal. The nimshal is that the mitzvah is covered up with klipas. Klipas are words which means a shell. These are words of I don't want to say Kabbalistic words. I don't even know what that word means. These are, what happens is that the mitzvah he wants to do is covered up by tuma. He wants to turn on the faucet to come get a good cup of water. He gets the schmutz comes out. Because at the nozzle, so too the mouth. If the mouth is a mouth which speaks Lashon Hara, which is used to hurt people's feelings, I know it's Devarim. And then he wants to say Tehillim because he's a chayla, so his shmutz coming out of his mouth. It's not the Tehillim. It's the Tehillim, but on the top of the Tehillim is going up to Shemayim with all the Lashon Hara, all the Tumah. Says Dovid HaMelech, what do we do about this? We want to say Tehillim? Sur Meira. We have to realize we want to stop the Lashon Hara first. We want to make sure we learn Hilchos Chavetz Chaim. We want to make sure that we don't hurt people with words.
Don't you do this simultaneously?
We hope so, but it's not always like that. It's not always like that because this is just one example. A person can be doing a virus at the same time that they're doing a mitzvah.
Most of us are.
I hope not. not at the same time. You know what I mean? What I mean is like this. That a person, you know, they have a necessity to say Tehillim. So what happens? You have men to get together to say Tehillim. Great. And you have women to get together to say Tehillim. Great. The problem is, if the men and women are in the same place, saying the Tehillim at the same time, without, let's say, behind the mechitza, then that's a problem. Right? You hear what I'm saying? So let me try to clarify. Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah. If in doing the mitzvah there's an aveira taking place as well, Hashem doesn't want us to do the mitzvah. So yes, Hashem wants us to hear Tehillim, say Tehillim. Tehillim is to bring us to do tshuva. But if we're saying, it's like the Gemara tells us, a toivel v'sheres b'yodai, a person who goes to the mikvah, who is holding the rat, while he's, one, two, he's machmir, 36 times, all up and down, but he's holding the other, which is tummy. So obviously he's not tar, he's tummy. That's what we're saying here. When the person's doing, we're not talking about a case when the person has a yitzahara and he's not able to congregate yitzahara, he falls. That's what we're all of human beings, we make mistakes. But b'shas, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay, what he's talking about is sur meira. Before we go ahead and want to say Tehillim, make sure there's kedusha there. Make sure there's tzniyus there. Make sure that we have to realize that the mouth, you should write, what you said is correct. We should have that hear her tshuva, that Hashem, I'm about to say Tehillim, there's a chayla. There's a sick person, or there's a tsar in Klai Yisrael. They were. How many rockets were flown over? I don't know. The bombs. I don't know how many were. Right. We want our tilm to be effective. It's like sending a missile which is empty, a dud. So we don't want to just say words which are empty. But it's even worse than empty, because the Mefarshim tell us that when a person is davening with the same mouth that hurts people's feelings, then he says, Hashem, Sfosai Tiftach, please open my lips, Ufi Yagit Lesecha, so I can say your praise. The Yaris Devash tells us that the lips, Sfosai, the word Hashem, I don't have it in front of me, but the word Hashem, Lashon Adnos, why of all of the words of Hashem, why is that the one used to begin the Shemoneh Esrei, to beseech Hashem? Because he tells us one explanation, it's the same gematria of Tara. What does Tara mean? Tara in Aramaic word of a gate. We are referring to our lips as a gate. Says the Yaris Devash, this exact point. We cannot use our mouth to hurt people and then dive into Hashem and expect Hashem to hear our tefillos. That's like putting on schmutz. You know, sometimes a person, he puts on his glasses. Wow, it's a muggy day. It's very foggy today. Not very foggy. Take off your glasses. Oh, my glasses. That's the problem. Right? The mishalom are endless. Whether it's with the person that he goes to the coffee shop and he buys a cup of coffee. Someone tells him this is the best coffee. He smells it. It smells like manure. What is this? This is your best quality? Gives him another cup. He's a professional. He's a coffee professional. He gives another cup. Hazel, whatever, different flavors. He's disgusted. What's the problem here? Someone finally figured it out. He just came back from the stables. He has it by his nose. So everything is by his hands. Everything is smelling. Everything is smelling by his hands. Bring it up. He smells it. But it's not the coffee. That's what the David HaMelech is teaching. Sur Meira. People don't realize this many times. Yeah, we got to do that Asay Toiv. But if we're Toiv L'Sheres B'yadai, then that's what are we doing? That's why it's so important to keep in mind that there is a finish line. There's a goal. You know, in life, it's like I say, you know, when I was younger, I played sports. Maybe it's a good idea when you get a little older. Whatever it is. Basketball. Let's use basketball, for example. Okay. So I would always say, I would always get hurt by those who don't know how to play the game. You know, their hands are flying everywhere, and I get smashed in the face, you know. Once my brother got a black eye, not a black eye, came down with an elbow right in his eye. Not me, someone else. Okay? So, it brings like memories now. I even feel the pain a little. What's going on here? People don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. When you want to be a good driver, being a good driver means to watch out for the bad drivers. Driving is not so difficult. You know, you have the gas pedal, the brake, you look around. But it's the people who don't know how to stay in the lane. That's the problem. You have to be a defensive driver. You have to be careful for those who don't know how to drive. In the world we live in, it's the social relationships we have with other people which is the biggest challenge in life. And the proof is, why is the Beis HaMikdash not here today? Because of Sinas Chinam. You know what he did to me? Well, who cares what he did to you? Get over it. I had the schus this past summer to touch the Kaisel. It charged me. It was like I was plugged in. We all want the Beis HaMikdash. So if we all want the Beis HaMikdash, this is the step to take, the Sur Meira. Because when we turn on the faucet and it's muddy and dirty, that's what's going to happen if we say Tehillim. It's not going to work. The Inyona Shel HaZehirus continues the Ramchal Mevoyer. Shehu ha-hakdama le-mitzvahis v'ala ha-shlomis inyonam. Very important, says the Ramchal. Inyonai shel zrizus. What is zrizus? To be quick to do the mitzvah is the introduction. Hakdama le-mitzvahis. I want to be clear. When we say to be quick to do a mitzvah, that doesn't mean, like we say, I say it jokingly, but these things happen. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm sure we've experienced it. That doesn't mean to forget about the other person. Whether it's when we put on a talis in the morning and we make a bracha and we don't give lashes anymore today. Okay? So we don't want to give it's not 39, it's 8 times 4 is 36. You know, we'll get you know, sometimes you go on the left side then the right side, so you get double whammy, right? Take a look for a second.
The lulav.
Right. Right. You don't bring in your hockey mask. Right. It's 100% true. We have to be cognizant when we do a mitzvah by Adam the Makom, keep in mind by Adam Chaver as well. The Koloshin Hazeh Amru Zechrenu Mevrocha, Chazal tell us Gemara Msachim, Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs. Zrizim, those who are Zoriz, they are Magdim LeMitzvahs. They're the ones who do the mitzvahs. I want to suggest, it's not a by coincidence. What of all the mesechtas in Shas, where's the makar for zrizim akdim lemitzvahs? Psachim. Psachim is when you have to make sure, like we're learning Hilchos Chametz now, right? Hilchos Pesach. Psachim is a discussion when you can't have that chametz, that matzah turn to chametz. You have to be zoriz, very quick to make sure it's not machmitz, it doesn't ferment. It's not just by coincidence that it's in Psachim. When it comes to a mitzvah, the Rambam tells us, is a mitzvah she'yeh shal eskayim al de'acher, we stop. Right now, we're all learning Bechabura. What happens if every single one of us are needed? This second, Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, the greatest mitzvah. Everyone here right now, in this base medrash, is doing the greatest thing in the world that's very physically possible. Limud HaTorah. If we are all needed, says the Rambam, the halach is we close the sefer and we go out to do that mitzvah. Whatever the case might be, it's irrelevant. But if there's someone else to do the mitzvah, the halach is We don't get up. That's the halacha. The mitzvah will be done through someone else. Says the Rambam, we have to make sure we understand the human mind. That when it comes to an aveira, we have to tell the Yetzirah, don't worry, there's someone else who can take care of it. I'm not necessary. I'm not needed. I'm busy doing the mitzvah right now. We have to use the psychology of the human mind, know how the mind works, so we can outsmart ourselves. You know, who is a person's worst enemy? It's himself. It's what we say, which we shouldn't have said. It's what we do, which we shouldn't have done. This is what Zrizim is. Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs. V'zeh ki kimoi shetzorech pikhus gedoylo v'ashkofa rabba linotzim imoksha yetzer. A person needs pikhus gedoylo. He needs to use his intellect. Ashkofa rabba. To understand clearly. To delve into the topic. To think about things. Linotzo to be saved from imoksha yetzer. From the yetzer hara. V'limolik min hara. And to escape from the evil, that it should not be controlling, ruling over us in our actions. So too, says the Ramchal, we need a pichus gedoyla. What is a pichus gedoyla? Chochma rabba. We need a tremendous amount of wisdom. Now listen to these words. And to merit in them. The Gemara in Sukkah, I believe it's Daf Membeis, Amud Beis, on the bottom, around there, he tells us that when a person wants to give tzedakah, he should make sure he's zoicha, he merits to give tzedakah in the right places. Because not all people are zoicha to give tzedakah to a right place. And it's not such a schus. The Ramchal says the words right here. Kein sarach pichus gedoy levashkafa lechoyz b'mitzvoyz v'lizkoyz behen. Not everyone who does chesed is doing a chesed. Like we gave the example from Rav Yaakov Hillel, he told us that the person wanted to do chesed. You go, I'll give you a free trip, round trip tickets anywhere in Eretz Israel to go to the Kivri Mason, the Kivri Tzadikim. Now you have another Yetzirah for the Yeshiva Bachur to pull him out of the Beis Medrash. We have to understand what that means. You have a sniper on our side. He's there with the machine gun, zoning in, protecting, making sure no one is crossing any borders. You tell him, I have the best coffee for you. Come here, let me take a drink. Can he afford to take a second and put his... He take his eye off the scope. Thank you. He can't do that. A person who is learning Torah is giving protection to Klal Yisrael. He's giving existence to the world. All the mitzvahs says the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. All the mitzvahs get their kedusha. They get their life from the Torah. People say sometimes, you know. We have a chashev younger light over here. You go to all yeshivas around the world. What are they doing, wasting their time? Oh, if they're starting to be a rabbi, fine. That's a good thing, because then they could help the world. It's a mistake. It's a big mistake. Because the Limud HaTorah is it in and of itself an accomplishment. It is the greatest accomplishment. It is the connection to Hashem. The Torah a person learns is protecting us all. The Gemara says, if the Goyim knew what the Beis HaMikdash did for them, they would protect the Beis HaMikdash. They would have set up soldiers around the Beis HaMikdash to make sure it doesn't get destroyed. So what do? They destroy it. Because that's the Alma de Shikra, the Olam Hafuch, the world, upside down world we live in, where people don't realize the power of the Kedusha, of the Torah. That a person has to make sure he doesn't lose the mitzvahs, the schus of the mitzvahs. So too, just like the Yetzirah, he tries to make tricks on a person, to use different tricks, to trap him in the nets of sin, So too, he has another trick. Laziness. Don't do the mitzvah. Second time he says these words, la'abdam. We had it two lines earlier. He has to make sure he doesn't lose what he has. And here the Yitzhara goes actively to make sure he doesn't get the mitzvah. If a person's driving on a road and he sees that everyone else is on the highway, everyone else is moving, he's stuck in the lane there. Unless he takes his car and turns to the right, get out of that left lane, he's going to be stuck in that traffic. Last night, I went to the Chasna. Half an hour traffic. Why? Why is half an hour traffic? One car broke down on the left lane. Now, why? There's a police officer behind them. Why they couldn't move that car to the side? Would make sense. Okay, I don't know. I'm not in charge. It's not my... But in the meantime, everyone's stuck behind them. So you want to get out of the traffic, you have to take your steering wheel. You have to put on your blinkers, turn to the right, and get out of the lane. If you don't do that, you're sitting behind it. You're not going to go anywhere. Says the Ramchal the same point. The Yisrap, if a person become weak, the Yisatzel become lazy, and he doesn't strengthen himself, lirdoif, to run, achareyem, lismeich bom, and to strengthen the mitzvahs, Yishor nor v'reik mehim avada, he will remain empty from them. The obvious marshal which is given is that of a person that comes and says, I have a box, in this box is $2 million. I'm going to put this box down. Right away, we wake up, right? Okay, it's $2 million. I'm putting this box down. Now, at the same time you hear this conversation, you're frying your eggs. It's Sunday morning, no work, no noise. You hear the bird chirping a little, nice and sunny day. And all of a sudden, your eggs are perfect. The toast is, the butter you can spread. You hear the person say, this is Rav Yaakov Hillel's marshal. He says, $2 million, I'm going to drop this box. Whoever wants it gets it first, it's yours. Are we going to say, you know what? I have to, look, the eggs look great. Crispy, just the way I like it, sunny side up. The toast is perfectly done. How many times I burn the toast? No, I can't win with that. We're going to forget about the eggs. Who cares about the eggs? We're going to run for the box. What's a mitzvah? We can't begin to put a value on a mitzvah. One mitzvah. This is the mindset when it comes to mitzvahs. The zrizis, the sur meira, va'asei toiv. Thank you.